Urbandale is waking up with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
So we're talking about this gentleman who was driving, speeding a little bit, and then when the police officer pulled him over, he was more shocked to find that the driver's seat had been replaced with that of just a woven lawn chair.
Yeah.
That was the new driver's seat, just sitting in there. The seatbelt didn't quite get all the way across, so a lot of problems going on.
Yep.
This other gentleman who had a problem with his headlights, didn't want to get that fixed, and he said, you know what, I'll just hook up a flashlight, plug that, you know, put batteries in that, and just had him on nonstop. Or maybe he doesn't have him nonstop. Maybe he does. When it gets dark, he stops the car, gets out, and presses the button.
Oh, goodness.
Turns them on.
Okay.
I think he had him on nonstop because the police officer who pulled him over said that they were on sort of a dim setting. So
yeah.
He thinks the batteries were a little low in the flashlight.
Yeah. No, this isn't.
That could be a little dangerous. The guy said he could see, though, just fine. Just wasn't.
It's better than nothing.
It is better than nothing.
But
the headlight, yeah, the flashlight, I think, is better than nothing. I think between the two.
The wicker chair, the driver's seat, that's incredibly
dangerous. Yes.
Because you and the wicker chair are just going to go through the front windshield.
Right.
There's nothing keeping you in the vehicle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, that's definitely not good.
I mean, at least go with a beanbag chair. Comfy.
You're going comfy. Okay.
Yeah, the wicker chair, not so much.
I thought you were going to say that beanbag chair is heavier, so maybe it would.
Oh, well, that's good. You could put like some bowling balls in it or something. Really keep it
that would take away from the comfort, but
right.
You got to wait.
No, the bottom layer, bowling balls, the top part, beanbags.
Beanbag. There you go.
Beans. Whatever's in a beanbag chair.
Now we're thinking.
Now we are on to this. So we wanted to know what you did. What DIY car repair did you try? So what happened?
Okay, so I had a 1982 Chevy Citation, which is 2 years older than I am, when I was in high school. And it only had an AM radio in it.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So I went on to a Goodwill and bought an old school boombox.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Battery powered in the back seat, ran a Discman with the tape adapter to the radio in the back seat so I could have music.
Well done. I feel like you should be working in IT now because you'd be able to troubleshoot servers and be like, what, your internet's down? I can reroute that. I got that. Yeah. I did a boombox back in my car back in the 80s.
The mere fact that you used the word rerouting impressed
me. Yes. I mean, well
done. I'd be
making
the big bucks right now.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Hey, thank you guys. Have a great morning.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Still waiting to glow up.
All morning.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.